Good evening, everyone. Halacha Gems Learning tonight continues with the Dinim, the laws of Kriya Shema Lamita, the bedtime Shema. The first question we address tonight is, must it be that the bracha of Hamapil be recited whatever time a person goes to bed, or is it dependent on when a person goes to bed? So Halacha clearly states that only if a person is going to sleep during the night is when the bracha is obligated for a person to recite. And so therefore it comes out that if a person goes to sleep before nightfall, tseisa kochavim, through medium-sized stars, so then the bracha should not be recited, even if it will be that that person will continue to be mamshech, will continue to sleep during the night, meaning a person went to bed very early, and even if it means they're not going to sleep the whole night, but they're going to sleep even into a portion of the night, so it doesn't matter. That would not obligate a person to recite the bracha, and this is usually only relevant for women and for children who sometimes go to sleep before nightfall, at least in the summer, because it's certainly children. You know, nightfall happens very late, and so in such situations, oftentimes people do not tend to stay up as late as nightfall is, depending on your location. Now, men may not go to sleep before nightfall since they are obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema at night. And of course, we know that that means that the Gimel Parshas have to be recited after Tzeis HaKachavim, as we've learned previously. Now, if a person goes to sleep between halachic dawn and sunrise, between Alois HaShachar and Netzach Hama, so the bracha should not be recited. That means if, let's just say, a person went to stayed up all night and went to sleep only after staying up all night, and usually that's talking about a person who's on some type of professional vocational shift, and that person then finds themselves exhausted after staying up the whole night, and they went to sleep at that point, and they're not necessarily, you know, going to daven until later. They're going to sleep for just a few hours. Is that sleep considered a sleep that's a kevas, established sleep, and so therefore might it be so described? So maybe the bracha would be therefore incumbent upon that person. So if it's between Alos HaShachar and Netzach Hama, so then the bracha is not said. Now, in either case, the Shema and the other sections may be recited if a person wishes, meaning that's never really ma'akev. The question always is, bracha levatala, is a blessing in vain? Now, what happens if a person goes to bed close to dawn? So it's not that it's between Alois and Netzach Hama. Now, this could be somewhat relatable more recently since we had Shavuos. There are some people who would stay up all night and then would choose to go to sleep to daven at a later minyan because they want to have kavana when they daven, more kavana when they daven. Or in situations like we have in the coronavirus era where we have certain shuls that opened up, but only opened up with certain minyanim at times beyond the time of Netzach Hama, so therefore some people went to sleep. So if a person goes to sleep close to Alois HaShachar, what's the din? So if a person estimates that he will fall asleep before dawn, so then he could say the bracha. You have to just be careful how close to dawn it would be. And otherwise, if you weren't so sure, the bracha should be omitted, should be not recited, because we're fearful of it being a suffik bracha levatal, and we don't ever want to take God's name in vain, either by any by chance or in any circumstance. But in such a situation, the Shema and other sections, of course, as we previously said, should be recited. Now, what happens if a person takes a nap during the day? Person sleeps at some point during the yom. So even if a person has a long sleep in bed, and even if that person is wearing big day lila, person's wearing pajamas, so nothing has to be said. Why? Because that's not considered the time of lila, even though a person who maybe has a shaila that they work at night and they sleep during the day, that their day is night and their night is day, so that could be a shaila sarab. But derech klal, what we say is that the long sleep, even a longer sleep than usual, and even if it is that a person's wearing big day lila, so nonetheless, these tefillos and the bracha should not be said. Now, some say that's, you know, that it's praiseworthy to say some kapitalach of Tehillim. Some say specifically chapter 91, Tzadi Aleph. Others say other kapitalach. Some people just say Shema anytime they go to sleep, but certainly that's not something that is, you know, that is ma'akev. And finally, what if a person doesn't, we're not talking about a daytime nap, but what happens if a person takes a short rest at night? So you decide that you're, for whatever the reason, maybe you're putting kids to sleep and you fall asleep during that time, or you just want to close your eyes for 45 minutes to be able to have a longer night. So the entire bedtime Shema should be said if one goes to bed for a half an hour after nightfall. Now, that's only assuming that he's intending this to be a proper sleep. So that means if you're going to make a distinction between what's going to be a shenas kevan, a shenas arai, a proper sleep, an established sleep, and a temporary sleep. So this is usually demonstrated by his changing into pajamas or clothes that he normally wears to sleep. So if that's the case, so that's an indicator that he's going to sleep. But if he goes to bed again later, he should not recite the bracha, which means if he does put his pajamas on and he's planning on taking a rest, even if he's going to get up, he says it, but then he gets up later, doesn't say the bracha again, but he can repeat the other sections if a person wishes to do so. Now, if a person takes such a sleep in a chair or on a couch, so then a person doesn't make any brachas, because that's just, by happenstance. This is really if a person goes into bed and wears big day lila, then you would go ahead and make that bracha. So all of these things are meant for us to be more sensitive and attuned to when and how and what the bracha of Birchas HaMapila and of the accompanying Atchinos and, of course, the Shema, as it said, is part of the Tefillah of Kriya Shema Alamita. I will continue with this topic in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow night. I wish you and your loved ones a healthy and a safe and a pleasant evening.